Praise the Lord. Just by way of a little exhortation, Revelation chapter 19, can we all stand up and pick that as a text for very few minutes, and then we pray and go. Revelation chapter 19, there is a statement there that I want to borrow from. It says, verse 7, we are reading verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come. And that last statement, all of us, can we read it together? And his wife had made herself ready. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you. Be seated. Amen. And I want to ask that question. Every woman here, you are somebody's wife. Am I correct? Oh, certainly. Every woman is somebody's wife. But have you made yourself ready for your husband? That's the question. Have you made yourself ready for your husband? And to make yourself ready for your husband is to prepare to go and live with a man. Prepare to live with a man. Amen. And I face the women, I'll be talking to the women, I'll be talking to the men also. So the one where I talk, if not your own, collect her. If not your own, brother, collect it. It's to bless you. So I will not be talking too much. And a wise person, you don't talk too much before he catch it. See this short exhortation our brother gave. See the angles everybody caught. That means we're listening, we're hearing. But don't only be a hearer, but be a doer of what you hear. That is when it will profit you. Are you ready to meet your husband? I want to be sure you are ready. What is the evidence that you are ready? The next verse there, let's read it, verse 8. Revelation chapter 19, verse 8. This is the evidence that you are ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed, identity, in fine linen, clean, white. For the fine linen, what it means is the righteousness of the saints. And righteousness means the right standing before God, an approval of your estate before God. That is righteousness. You are righteous if you have the ability to live a life pleasing before God. And I've always said something. Each time I read the story of Abraham and Sarah, I use it to admonish women generally, that for a man that had no problem with his reproductive system, as confirmed by what happened between him and Hagar, impregnated her. So he had no problem impregnating woman. It means in that relationship, it was Sarah that had the problem. Yet, they could live happily and joyfully for years without a child. And there was no problem, no child. I said, what do you think is responsible? It's because the man loved the woman. But you cannot go and love something unless something makes you love that person. Look at it very well. So when we see in 1 Peter chapter 3, it says we should emulate Sarah, who so subjected herself to her husband and called her Lord. Amen. And see the man so loved the woman until anything the woman tells him to do, he will do it, including, I beg, even contrary to what God told them. God had told them, I will bless you with a child. And when the child was waiting too long and the man was getting older and older, her faith failed. Even in that instant, Abraham, a man of faith, will even look away from God just to please this woman. Amen. That means he so loved her that anything she told him to do, he would do it. So, this is the kind of marriage I will wish for every one of you. Amen. Praise the Lord. But before you will achieve that, amen, how ready are you to be in your husband's house? How ready are you to be in your husband's house? So that is what you will leave here today and be asking yourself, am I ready for my husband? You should know the duties of a wife. Are you ready to perform those duties? Do you have the disposition to occupy the office of a wife to a man? Praise the Lord. You say you are ready at your age. You don't know how to cook. I think they said the way into a man's heart is through the stomach. Go to Calabar, you will find, you confirm that. Calabar girls. They know it, so their parents teach them how to cook very well. Your own, to go to a woman that finds it stressful to go to the kitchen to cook, I'm telling you, her problem. It's supposed to be naturally part of you. Naturally part of you. The wife of the first lady was attending, I mean, the first lady, wife of the president, the first lady, this present president. I was reading the newspaper, they were having children party, I think during Salah also, and it reached a certain time, and then she was saying, please, children, you have to excuse me, I want to go home to cook for my husband. Amen. Can't they afford to cook? President? Amen. But that woman is still part of her, even though she is a first lady with everything available. It's supposed to be part of you. If you enter kitchen and you are grumbling to serve food, to cook food for people at home, and you're a woman and you are grumbling, something is wrong with you. And that thing started from when you were single. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The home belongs to the woman. The home belongs to the woman. That's the truth. The home belongs to the woman. It is a woman's ministry. Why? Because, amen. You see, I'm qualified to talk because I am married myself. I am not like Francis Eke, Joseph Alu, Obinna Zoe. I am married. They are anointed like I'm anointed, but I'm higher than them because I am married. When I'm telling you something, I'm speaking as a married man. Confirm. 28 or 29. Now my wife is not here. 28 or 29 years. I have never insulted my wife. I have never slapped her. Now only frown, and they frown small. Because there's one girl here, they look me, that live and grew with me. She won't look me and say, you dey frown. Hey, and they frown sometimes. I know a human being. Praise the Lord. No, that is the truth. So what was I able to do? Amen. And please, I did not meet my wife and marry her after 3 months. I courted with my wife for 5 years. So I have known my wife 5 years plus 28 years or so. Or be 28. I don't forget how many years. We married in 1986. So calculate it. Amen. I'm saying this because I don't have a troublesome marriage. And even the area that should have given us trouble, for 20 years we married, no child, no issue. Like Abraham. And yet, we're in peace. No problem from my in-law or from her in-laws. Amen. Why? So I'm in position to counsel you. And let me tell you something. Amen. Listen, it's unfortunate. Let me use the word unfortunate, but it is also fortunate. Unbelievers have more advantage than us when it comes to choosing. You know why? Because they can marry today, the thing no work, I drive you out. So because you too, you marry the man or the woman that you know tomorrow, she can say, I didn't bargain for this, man. I didn't bargain for this. Oh, you go your way, I go my way. That's what I agree. Nothing more. The next thing you see, lawyer with a paper. So in that estate, everybody goes, say, man, this woman, not give me paper. Man, this man, not give me paper. Then go to do the judge. I beg. You see? But unlike us, once you are married, you are supposed to remain married. Because the Bible forbids divorce. Therefore, it is expected that that relationship you will not enter anyhow. Because you, it's not something you will enter and come out. And that is not to scare you. It's only to make you be more careful. You see? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, I believe that if you are to make yourself ready for your husband, it means you are like a commodity in the market that is looking for good customers. Therefore, the first, there are ingredients to be fulfilled for marketing yourself. Number one is packaging. Packaging. There is a sister I saw during the week, and I call her, I say, you are putting on weight. You no longer fast. He said, no, daddy, it is packaging. I say, oh, that's very good. Package yourself well, well. Because there are some men that don't like pengele people. Somebody is echoing at the back. We see his wife. She is 14-14. That's how he calls her, 14-14. Radayo, that's why he says he likes, you know, praise God. And there are some brothers there that like pengele people. Whatever it is packaging. And you package yourself in two areas for husband. Two major areas, as we learn it from Genesis 24. Genesis chapter 24. That is the choosing of the bride, Rebecca. We know the story that Abraham called his servant Eliezer to go and pick a wife for his son, Isaac. He took 10 camels, went on a journey. But who is this woman that will be qualified to be the wife of a heir apparent? That the wife of a prince. Who is this woman? How will I know who is qualified? I'm just going, and there are going to be many girls in the city. What will I use to
choose who is qualified.
And this is how he went before it, from verse 10. And the servant, I'm reading Genesis 24 from verse 10. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor. And he made his camels to kneel down outside without the city by a well of water at the time of the evening, even the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham. You see, that's exactly what Enoch did. Prayer. He said, the Bible in Proverbs chapter 3, he said, in all thy ways, acknowledge God. And what will happen? He will direct your paths. That's what the Bible says. He will direct your paths. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of the men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass, see the condition, that the damsel to whom I shall say, lay down the pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, and she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Hey, let the same be she that thou hast appointed for thy servant Isaac, and thereby shall I know that thou hast shown kindness unto my master. So number one condition, what was he looking at? Character. Character. The first package, one of the packages, character. But that is not the first. But one of it, there are two. The second is actually character, but the first is not character. It's not character first. It's not character first, so. Praise God. Let me finish the reading so that you know which one is first. Amen. And it came to pass, verse 15, before he had done speaking, that behold, Rebecca came out, who was born to Bethuel, son of Michal, the wife of Nahor, Abraham's brother, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin. Neither had any man known her. And she went down to the well and filled her pitcher and came up. And the servant ran to meet her and said, let me, I pray thee, drink a little water of thy pitcher. The test has started. And she said, drink, my lord. And she hasted and laid down her pitcher upon her hand and gave him drink. And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. And she hasted and emptied her pitcher unto the trough and ran again unto the well to draw water and drew for all his camels. And the man wondering at her held his peace, to wit, whether the Lord had made his journey prosperous or not. And it came to pass, as the camels had done drinking, that the man took a golden earring of half a shekel weight and two bracelets for her hands of 10 shekels weight of gold and said, whose daughter art thou? Tell me, I pray thee, is there room in thy father's house for us to lodge in? Praise God. From that story, number one, what attracted the girl before she came to fetch water? The first thing was her beauty. Number one package, sister, beauty. Beautify yourself. Sister, beautify yourself. And beauty is in several areas. Amen. thank God in this age, amen, there is actually no ugly woman now. No, that's the truth. There is no woman that is ugly. So it is only you now, ability to show forth your beauty. That is the problem. Amen. See, one of the first areas of the beauty of a woman, one of the first areas is her hair. It is her hair. Amen. This is when you cover your hair, It is only when praying or prophesying, when you are going to church. Finish. As you come over here, release your hair. I was in my car coming to church. Okada passed me for road with a sister where he carried. And I was seeing her. She plaited her hair with rubber. Scattered it for her head like horns all over. And it was not covered. And she tied them, bend them with rubber. Tie and then bend them. Amen. So, what came to my mind is, many of these sisters, they do like this. Let me tell you something. Church, listen. The reason that you plait your hair, you hold your hair, is to make it grow. Eh? Listen, oh. Amen. You will do it like that. Tie it. When you are home, like weekend, you are not going anywhere. Tie it. When you are now ready to go to work, you lose it in the morning. And show forth your beautiful hair for road. That's how it is done. If you like, you use hand. One of the skills that every woman must have is how to plait hair. I plait your own, you plait my own. My sister, my junior sister, my senior sister, say that I plait your own before you go to bed. Hold on. Don't go to bed with your hair scattered. Hold it. So that when you are sleeping, the thing they grow. When you wake up like this, go and confuse this young man on the road. Open up, they go. Praise the Lord. Package yourself very well. That is packaging. Leave your hair natural. I saw in the news recently, amen, that a man, I think somewhere in Korea or somewhere, one of the funny places, he married a woman, finished. Then the next day, first day of the wedding, when the woman, you know, remove all makeup, everything, discover that it was a different identity. So he took her to court and sued her that she deceived him to marry her. That's marriage in deceit. Yes. That's marriage in deceit. The man that wants to marry you must see your natural beauty. What is makeup? Makeup, it is ugly people that do makeup. What is the word makeup? Makeup is for ugly people. I have told you, amen. The latest, what is in vogue now that you will pass on the road for a man to turn and look at you twice now is to see a young girl natural. They will look at you. Yes. So if you talk of the latest fashion is to be natural. I'm telling you. All those who are doing makeup is because they have destroyed something. Okay, why do they use black ink for eyebrow? Is it not to make up for the hair that they carry razor blade scrape? So they have to make up. If you have good eyebrow, will you rub anything there? No. Anybody rubbing something there, you know, because you suddenly discover they thought they deceive you that it is fashion. When you removed it, finished, you went to the mirror because you said you look like monkey. You say, hey, monkey. So you have to make up. Look at your neighbor, whether you do make up. You must be beautiful and naturally beautiful. Praise the Lord. You must be naturally beautiful. I had to counsel a brother who has a factory for making hair relaxers for years, and his products are everywhere. He gave his life to Christ, and he's now saying that this is contrary to his faith. Pastor, what do I do? He wants to close the factory. I said, no. Don't close the factory. You were producing relaxers because what was in vogue that time was women going to relax their hair. I say now they have found out that all those hair relaxers have destroyed their hair. They are now looking for something that can maintain their natural hair. Go and make research and begin to produce hair cream that will retain the natural texture. I say you will have money more than anybody. People are, their senses are coming back now. You have not seen some sisters. You see them go and cut their hair like man. You don't know what is happening. He has suddenly discovered that she has spoiled the hair. She wants the natural one to come. And so he said, God, have mercy on me. Go back and crepe the other one. So such a woman will want the kind of cream that will maintain that natural one. That is the latest one. Any manufacturer that manufactures that now, he will make money. Praise God. Package yourself. Tell your neighbor, package. Beautify yourself. Tell your neighbor, beautify yourself. I'm saying so because we are a holiness-believing church. And when we preach, it's very easy for us to be misunderstood because we say, don't wear this, don't dress like this, don't rub this. Then you think that we are saying that you should look haggard on the road and be going. That's not what we are teaching. We are teaching you to be naturally beautiful. Therefore, you must rub the cream that will bring out your natural skin. Maintain it. Amen. If you, in this rough weather, you don't rub the right cream for your skin will be destroyed. This skin here, the pigment here, has life. It needs nourishment. There is a type of food you eat, it will reflect on your skin. Yes, there's a type of food you should eat that when they look at you or this, your natural, if you are black, you will be ebony black, shiny black. And if you are chocolate, in fact, when they see you like this, they want to chop you, chocolate. You know, because of how it comes out. Let me tell you, we all know that your skin, amen, your skin, what determines how beautiful your skin is determined by what you eat, not what you rub on it. If you don't have better thing you they eat to your skin to be fine, I say, and you come and carry one cream that they say toning skin, they call it toning, skin toning cream. They don't want to say bleaching, they use the word toning. You want to tone your skin, tone, just to tone it, let's tone it. Now lie. You rub it, you have finished your skin. Amen. And try it. If you have a rough skin now, change your diet. There's something, you know, we discover. What do you call it? I have dogs in my house. You know, so I will see their skins, you know, shining. a very beautiful skin. So one day I asked my wife, she said, yes, now, you know what they give them, where their skin be like that? I said, what did they give them? He said, for all their food, they put cod liver oil. I said, so this cod liver oil, their first skin, he said, eh, I'm not telling them again, I go chemist. I mean, give me cod liver oil. If it work for dog, it go work for me too. Oh yes, before I know what, everybody they say, ah, you don't tell where I never take them. So I'm not going to show you. I don't tell. I will go and start taking it. Praise the Lord. No, that is the truth. Take cod liver oil, your skin will shine. Those tablets, take them one, two every day. Every day, take it. It's a very wonderful thing. Your skin will just glow. Amen. Don't leave your house. You are going out and you know, rub powder for your face. Don't you know that we sweat too much here? Inside your bag should be your powder in your bag. Anywhere you go, you go ask where toilet. They say you want peace. Not be peace. They look for mirror. Go finish. Say, I hope I'm still like that. Don't know who I feel jammed for outside. You go. Beauty first. And beauty also includes your comportment. The way you talk. There is a feminine way of talking and there's a masculine way of talking. Don't talk like a man. You're a woman. Talk like a woman. And a woman is soft. Don't be hard. Some sister, when they phone me, I'll say, how are you, brother? He said, no, I'm a sister. If somebody introduce you to somebody now, say, make you talk to them. Then you're going to talk to them like a man. Amen. Even the way you walk, should show some elegance and comportment. Don't walk like a man. Don't walk like a man. There is a way men walk. And there's a way women walk. Don't walk and you're so careless. A woman is gentle, soft. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And a woman must not be seen fighting in public. All this fight. Stand before a man and you are warning him. You are warning him. There are some sisters that beat men. I will deal with you. And they come. If you don't run, you will come out your teeth. Come out your teeth. And you don't know who is standing from far there, they look you. Hey, this woman where I want to go meet. Hey, Father, I thank you. And they don't go. Somebody somewhere is watching you. Always remember, it may be in your office, it may be in your market, it may be in your shop, it may be in the fellowship, it may be in your streets, where you go to buy something and come out. Praise the Lord. Oh, one sister in her area, there is a man that was always coming to give her lifts. One sister, she look me now. A man that was always coming, when she come out, she thought it's coincidence. Anytime she come out, that man will come and carry her, give her a ride. You know, he knows he live in the same area with her, give her a ride. Then one day the man gave her a ride and saw engagement ring. And she sat down and said, come. Is it for real or a joke? He said, it's for real now. What happened? He said, what happened like how? This is why they come. What do you think I'm doing? That they come drop you every time. You see, the man was, brother, don't waste time to possess your possession. Somebody can collect it from you. Make your intentions known immediately. They give and gift. You tell her what they find. You don't tell her what they find. So she does not owe you anything.
You cannot be spoiling somebody's market. No, lie. Don't allow anybody to spoil your market.
Praise the Lord.
So there is somebody somewhere watching you. Then that beauty now will attract the person to come to you. What will make him now make a final decision to marry you will be your character.
So these are the two things you package yourself. Your beauty, the clothes you wear matters. The clothes you wear matters.
Sister, you don't wear socks like men. So there is always dust in your leg as you walk up. Therefore, please, when you walk up for this dusty road, reach here, branch toilet, clean it up. Wear your shoe and come and sit down because you never can tell. Don't marry a stranger. It is risky to go and start knowing each other only after marriage. It is risky. Especially when the only place you always meet or where you know yourself is inside church. Nobody exhibits true character in the church. In the church, no. The way you pray does not determine how good a wife you will be or how good a husband you will be because of the way you pray. Nothing like that, oh! Amen. And the fact that you have a gift, you receive vision, healing, deliverance, they take place. You may be good with your gift, may be a bad husband, a bad wife. So please, don't use the church to determine I must marry this one, I must marry this one. Go and confirm from the character outside the church. Outside the church. So I must be.
Praise God. One sister said they pray, make she marry man like me. I said, where you know me? For altar. Every time they carry microphone, do you know me beyond this altar? Now for altar, then they show good husband, good wife. Now for house, if you want to know whether I be good, go secretly behind and find out from my wife. When she look like this, nobody there say, nobody as if they see her, I don't tell you. Amen. No, it's true. Or look for somebody who has lived with me and find out how this man and his wife, they live. Okay? That is it. So don't just use somebody because you see him in the church and say, Kai, with this type of gift, I am covered. It may be a familiar spirit standing there you don't know. Operating a gift by familiar spirit, by character, zero. As you have confirmed the gift, confirm also the character. I know some years back, Pastor Thomas, if you will remember, a particular sister that was prophesying in the church here some years back. They are no more here. And after some time, they were engaged. After some time, the sister came to tell me that the brother said, you know, do again. So when I called him, why you know one do again? He said, sir, the only genuine thing this sister gets is the gift. Hallelujah. Can you imagine? And the two of them had been together for some years. And they were together before they came to this church. They knew themselves in their former church. Before they moved to this church. So they knew themselves. And the guy finally said, I know do. He made this statement. He said, sir, the only genuine thing this girl has is her gift. Any other thing beyond this, zero. You put this one for your house, you will die before your time. That is what he said of a very powerfully gifted sister. Therefore, don't use somebody holding microphone, somebody praying and prophesying, somebody a prayer warrior, somebody, whatever, you forget it. Don't use it. Oh, it is also an attraction.
Come near her.
But study the character first. Both for the man and for the woman. Praise the Lord. Character. So you must have courtship. And how long must you have courtship? Long enough to establish, I can live with this man. I can live with this woman. Praise the Lord. And so many of us, that it is character that has been causing disappointment. Even in this ministry, it is character that's kept. I have always asked this question in this church. And I've been making this statement over and over and over again. I say, I have known of sisters that had very funny relationship before. Some of them with even two children out of wedlock. Or relationship that broke wherever they were before they came here. With the two children. One child, some two children. And they come, they're always around with their children. And they're not married. And they're not ashamed to say, these are my children. And yet, men will be rushing them in this church to marry them. Then there are some that have been in this church before I came to this church. And these other ones, they will come and marry and go. But these ones will stay. No marriage. So I got interested and privately took special observation. And I'm telling you, I discovered that the men come. When they come near, they go back. They discover no character. You see? They lack respect. They overrate themselves. And they don't know who is coming. Very saucy. Very proud. So the only thing left for some of them, I cannot talk that one. Praise the Lord. So character matters. One sat down before me and I asked him, I asked her, have you told him about your past? And I talked like this. Now the man answered me, yes, yes, she has told me everything. Maybe the two children, where she get? I said, you are aware? He said, yes. Another one came and was sitting before me. He said, I asked his sister, have you told him everything concerning you? Now he answered me himself again. He said, yes. She has a child in a former marriage that broke down. That was before she came to this church. He said, yes, he's aware. And they're in courtship and they're preparing for marriage. And he told me, he said, he told his mother, the boy said, when my mother came to visit me, he said he invited the girl to come with the daughter and told the mother, this is the woman, girl I want to marry, and she got this child somewhere. He said, and I am, this girl is going to be my first child. I'm adopting her. And told the mother, if you don't accept this one as my first daughter, then you will stop coming to my house. So this is my condition. I go marry this girl. For a young man, he's a very young man, a promising young man. And then for him to still see that girl like that, there is some attraction. And it is certainly character. Certainly is character. So that is what I'm trying to tell. I just want somebody to ask, why am I always having disappointment? Why am I always having disappointment? Men give tests. They test women. And you don't know the test that the man may be giving you to confirm your character. The test that Eliezer gave concerning who will be qualified was, if I say 10 camels will not be one, no.
No be pump water. Oh. Desert well is very deep to look for water. Oh. Then you'll be trying with your hand. In this modern day, where the girl has put cortex, as I've done this one, carry rope. I said, this old man, no, I'm not going to tell this one. No. Whether you obey mama said to go fetch that water. Then 10 camels. Then the girl is saying, no, not only you, I will even give the camels. And then she drew for all the 10 camels. And one camel, when he drink, wow, he will put some in that his water reservoir. That thing is a reservoir. So you can imagine how many times that girl was laboring and laboring for a stranger. So you wouldn't even say the girl was doing it so that he will marry him, because now old man. He was an old man. She was not doing it to get any special attention. She was just being the nice girl that she has always been. You are either good or you are bad. If you are good, you will be good all the way. But if you are bad, you will be good only to get what you are looking for. When the man say yes, you don't pay your dowry finish. You say, oh yeah, waiting again. Waiting. Then trouble will start. Praise the Lord. Amen. I possess my possession. Do you know that even in the church, that there are sisters that fight over brothers? Very shameless people. Excuse me. Keep away from Okeo. He belongs to me. He belongs to me. Keep away. Keep away. Keep. I'm warning you. Inside church. And you, okay, what did they do with her when you get another one? You are suffering from a polygamous spirit. You must keep your eyes single. Why are you here? Everywhere. Then you will come, Pastor, there are 3 girls. I don't know which one to select. A polygamist. Hallelujah. So go and check your character. Why she was doing that? Just be herself. Just be yourself anywhere you are. You don't know who is taking notice of you. Amen. One young girl here in her office, just doing her work normally. All of a sudden, her boss was busy convincing her junior brother, there is a girl in my office. If you can have this girl for wife, make my day. Then he called her. Are you engaged? The sister said, no, I'm not. She said, oh, thank God. Thank God. You're not engaged. Thank God. Please, I beg you. I have a brother. Why? Because she has seen something good. She was just being herself. Nothing more. Just being herself. She will not grumble. She will not look for trouble anywhere. She was appearing natural, a sister in this church. You see? That is how it should be. That is how it should be. Amen. Your character matters so much. And so the man that wants to marry you, most serious men that understand what marriage is and have great plans for their marriage, they don't want to make mistake. It is all these yeah ones that don't know tomorrow, don't know yesterday. They just say, all they want is, I want a wife. Come on, I don't need to start you. Ha! This year, I go marry you. 1, 2, 3. Those ones, they don't even know how to chase woman. They are the type that will stay, say, you, come. Come. You, I say, now go to the call. You there, you, come. Come now, come. And when you come, finish. Now chase, you want chase woman, so. And they tell you why you never get wife. What did that your name, Seth?
Which state you come from? Imbi say, no, no. If you get these women, we get mouth. Like one that grew up with me in my house. If he look you, if he leaves one word for 1 month, you never recover. So she be property where you go pick the look for Benda supermarket. Woman. Those are the type. Immediately you marry, finish. The second month, you never get picking. You go say, nah, what are you waiting for? Trouble you because they don't know nothing about relationship. When they marry you, they think they are doing you favor. That's not the type we're looking for. But when you see a man that wants to, look, people like me be that. You can imagine I was an unbeliever. And I have many girlfriends, many. That's why I used to tell you people that we know who be wife material and who be feel all right material. So women, we keep them when it's time to go to a nightclub. We call you, hi girl, how far, what's up this weekend? You go say, hey, mom, can we go? Hey, yes. So now that kind of you go keep a house for wife, Abby. And then you talk to her and they tell you, say, me, I cannot stay at home weekend, though. Me, I must, I like four. So whichever man book and first, now he go carry on that weekend. Then they go out, every weekend they go out with her. Then small time, she just realized, say, age, then they come. Then begin to tell you, say, Moses, what's your aim, say, what's your plan for me? Plan. The man will say, plan, girl. No plan, no. My plan a nightclub with you. Amen. But when you meet the one that is a wife material, every womanizer will take care of that one. If that one that I wanted to marry, I was in Kaduna, she was in Ibadan, UCH Ibadan. Like that. If she says she will come visit me like this, I will put plus dogs, plus everything. No come my house, oh. Don't come near me. Don't come house, oh. Don't come, no come, no come, oh. What happened? My fiancé is coming. My fiancé is coming. Make her not go lose this girl. Make her not give her a bad impression. But the ones that feel all right, if they serve, another one will come, sit down. 4 girls, they sit down for your sitting room. 4, then they look themselves like Asian dogs. They look like that. Valueless people. Value. No value. No value. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A man that wants to go out with you. I know of a brother in this church that says this is what he will use to know who his wife is. He must marry a Christian and somebody of the same faith with him. And she must be a member of this church. Then you go meet. He said the condition is if I tell her I want to sleep with her and she agree, that is evidence. Wow. See the level that one went. It means she's a hypocrite Christian. The one way I would do, try, tempt her here. She said, lie. Even one threatened to report to pastor, let that woman be my wife. So you are saying, no. You are thinking if you say no, you will lose the man. The truth is, if you say no, you are enhancing your value. The man will value you the more. It means if I keep this one for house, my mind will be rested. She will not fornicate. She will not commit adultery. This is the type I should keep. But that she comes to you, you open your leg for him. What is on his head is that every man that comes to you and open mouth, tell you, say, I go marry you, you go open leg for her. Therefore, you are not qualified. That is what causes sometimes disappointment. The man has seen you inside out.
no more value. He's looking for another person. Then you are going for deliverance. It is not deliverance. It's change of character. That's what you need. Praise the Lord. You are a man is seriously going out with you. Then break any other relationship you have with a man now. You will not. You are with him. And then you are still having some text and chatting with a man. And you told, he asked you, who is that man? You say, he is my former that. Then he said, but I want to be serious with you now. Come, choose one of us. It's you I choose now. If not me, you choose. Then what are you still doing with that man? So he will look at you as an unfaithful woman. The next thing is changing his mind. He's changing his mind. And you are saying, there is a spirit that always disturbs me. You are that spirit disturbing yourself. Praise the Lord. Character. Character. Brother, no girl will take you seriously if you say you love her and you are not giving her gifts. No girl will take you seriously. If she, anytime before she gets anything from you, she asks you. And there are some of you that even want the girl to take care of you. Shameless man. You be telling her, I'll marry you now. And they are sweet tongue. Are we not husband and wife? What belong to you, not belong to me. You know, it's conditional. You know, you are on me, I'm down now. So, sister, during courtship, don't disclose your financial estate to the boy. And they talk now. Some people, even after they engage, now you go give the boy money to go to pay your dowry.
I must marry.
And is there anything wrong in helping him if he doesn't have? There is something wrong, though, because it may be because you have that is coming to you. Not love. If he loves you, he will do everything to take care of you, irrespective of what you have. When you see a man interested in your income during courtship, he's interested in what you earn and asking you, borrow me this, borrow me that. Hey, now devour they come, oh, is looking for your pocket, not your heart, oh. Uh-huh. And it's a shameless man that we do that. He said, Pastor, easy. Shall I easy? Sister, can I go ahead? Praise the Lord. Don't you ever, if he see you driving car, don't tell him you bought the car. Don't tell him you bought the car. Tell us that your papa give you. Uh-huh. Because the first thing is, they always go for people, sisters, where get car. You not get car. You go for person, where go get car. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And before a man comes to you, listen to what I want to say now very carefully. I didn't say you must marry a man that is rich. But you can see a man that has the potential. His educational background, if he's a graduate, he is already on the line to take care of you. Or he has a trade. He has a business he's into that is visible. There are invisible businesses. Every time a proposal, office, you know, get. Like laptop, be office. What happened? There's one proposal. I'm just doing one proposal. Another one, I'm hoping to go abroad. I'm processing to go abroad. Because I want us to go and live abroad. Very soon you will contribute to that money when they spend to go abroad. So that all of you will go. And they are the type, when they go, they forget you. Yes. So there must be something you see around him that you know there is a potential here. Yes, he has only one room now. But there is everything around him that you know with time we are going to grow together beyond this place. Now that person has packaged himself well. You won't say you are marrying a poor man. He's not a poor man. But somebody that has no future, no present, no past. You look at him and he's doing nothing. Redundant. One of them, there are those who say, God, call me. God, call me. And every time they are in the church praying for people. The day you pray for somebody, remember, give them something. Then that is God. That is a Babiala spirit. It's a Babiala spirit. In this church, we don't encourage such things. Because somebody may be listening to me now. People are listening to me now around the world. I'm not talking to only those of you sitting down here. Anybody that comes, say, what happened? You see, I'm an evangelist. I move about from this to this, for this to this. To this. He no can walk. Let me walk with that. God called me. And then, that's why I was doing very well before. Then, he closed everywhere to serve him. Now, lie. If you are going to serve God, he will open everywhere for you. He will open everywhere for you. It's a lie. It's a lie. Nobody receives frustration because he refused to serve God. Nothing like that. For the Spirit of God will not strive with any man. I don't believe in it. Oh, it's a lazy spirit. Okay, you have answered the call. Oh yeah, where the blessing now? You don't answer, it's still a struggle. It's a lie. Praise the Lord. So you must take this into consideration. He has a trade. He learned under a master for a number of years. So that knowledge, you know, all that is left for him now is capital. He already has equipped himself. You are not marrying a poor man because he has a trade. You know, you can never go hungry. He has a trade. He's a businessman. Amen. But all these ones that carry proposal, then they sell oil. Then they sell waiting. They be estate agent. There are estate agents that are like Osafia. What do you call those people from Ladipo Market? Osafia. The day I get something, I bring it home. The day I get something, is that how you will live for the rest of your life? So if the market is closed, then you sit down at home. No food for the house that day. No, nothing like that too. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And brother, you must also package yourself. You must have a good house. That when that girl comes to visit you, she comes with her friend, she'll be proud to tell her friend, this is the guy that wants to marry me by the environment you are living in. Yes. Unless you have a place, don't go to look, book down any sister. Don't book down any sister when you are not ready. You must have a source of income and you must have a house. I didn't say a mansion, a comfortable house. A house that two of you can start from. It's true. Then, you too. Why do you approach girl and immediately she never know who you are but she hates you? It is your approach and it is also your appearance. Brother, you must dress well. You must dress well. This idea of
You are coming to church where you always see yourselves every time like this. Then you dress. And then some brothers suffer from perspirations. Your body, they smell. Let me use the language you understand. Your body, they smell. Then you are opening your hand. They say, sister, you want greeting. And then you are oozing mouth. You know, wash. Your mouth, they smell. Your armpits, they smell. You sweat everywhere. After dancing, sweat full everywhere. Your body begins smell. Then he says, sister, how now? She will say, Holy Ghost fire. Nobody this kind of what I pray for. Then you say, I'm always facing disappointment. There's nothing like that. Amen. Every woman wants to be proud of her husband. She wants to be proud to show all her friends, see the guy. Tell you, see the kind of suit where you wear. Can't you see that some of these are our single brothers, especially the ministers? That is how I know. The people that say that they find women to marry, they change their clothes. Anytime they're in the church now, they used to wear coats, now they wear suit. Yes, put better perfume. The smell will keep the sister longer than she would have wished to stand from that perfume in your body. Then you can chat. Small time, she will tell you, I'm thirsty, I want to go and drink Coke. She's actually telling you, walk me there. Then you say, oh, let's go together. And if you go there, you must be the one to pay for the Coke. You have to pay for the Coke. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sister, you must not be overbearing, demanding. You scare men when you begin to tell them, buy me this, I need this. And if he doesn't buy it for you, trouble. He call you, you know, answer again. What happened? I told you to buy me phone. You can't buy me Nokia 3310. Is that what I want? I want Android. I want this one. You will determine. Do you know how much he has? How much he can afford? He bought one yesterday. Buy one again. Buy one. Buy this one. Every time. Buy. Immediately he see your phone call like this, he will skip first. You know, this sister won't ask again. No, hello. Hello. Waity. Don't do that. Don't trouble men like that. Except you don't want the man. Any man that you don't want, use that one to drive him away. Do you understand? The man where you don't want, if he buy you today, tomorrow again, say, buy me. Next tomorrow, he say, you say you love me. If you don't love me, go now. You don't know, say, now drive, you drive and come out. Amen. Okay? But just be considerate. If he buys you phone, and then you expected just maybe a 15,000 naira phone, and he buys you 80,000 naira phone, and you know he is a worker earning 100 and something thousand naira, you to show that you are a good one, you will refuse. You say, no, go and return this. I don't want this. I'm 80,000. No. I want the one for 15,000. The man will look at you like this. Be like saying, my wife be this. But he buy 80,000 one. He said, this one is it, Samsung 5. You don't know the latest one? The latest one are 5. They are giving me this. Then, before you know what, you are comparing him with your former boyfriend. That time I was going out with Joe, now this kind of one they buy for me. You are comparing him with Joe, your former boyfriend. So your heart is still with him. You're going to look elsewhere. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. So my emphasis is package. Your beauty, your appearance, and your character. And it is both for the men and the women. The man too, there is a character. And there is also your appearance. I don't finish for today. I don't finish.